Leaders of the African Union are hoping to broker a peace deal in Libya. The group is in eastern Libya today to negotiate with the rebel leadership. They've also met with Muammar Gaddafi, and they say he's agreed to their roadmap to end the fighting with rebels. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has this report from the Libyan capital, Tripoli.
One of the names Gaddafi prefers to go by is King of Africa, the modest little title, an allusion to the billions of dollars from his country's oil wealth he's given to the leaders in the African continent over the years. Those who came here are Gaddafi's old friends, and he put on a show for them. At his compound, Bab el-Azizia in Tripoli, hundreds of screaming supporters were there to chant his name. Wearing a brown burnous and a turban, he emerged with the African delegation from a tent he has set up in the compound courtyard. He then got into a van and did a victory lap, his upper body poking through the open sunroof as he clasped his hands. After several hours of meetings, South African President Jacob Zuma said they had a deal.
Brother leader and his delegation have accepted the roadmap as presented by the high panel of the AU.
At a press conference conducted at 2 a.m., Ramtane Lamamra of Algeria said the deal includes four key points: an immediate end to the fighting, the delivery of humanitarian aid to affected populations, the protection of foreign nationals, especially African migrants, and a dialogue between the warring parties that will lead to political reforms. But beyond that, the details were sparse. When asked if among the topics discussed was the key rebel demand that Gaddafi step down, the envoy was vague.
Well, to be quite frank with you, there were some discussions between the leaders, and I cannot report on those confidential discussions. As a general principle, the African Union considers that it is up to the Libyan people to choose democratically their leaders. It is not up to any outside force.
Gaddafi does seem to have agreed to have some kind of international monitors here to oversee any ceasefire, a crucial step as he has gone back on his ceasefire pledge several times already. Lamamra says international monitors could come from the African Union, the UN, the Arab League, or any combination of those bodies.
The international community will have to stand ready to supply the human resources as well as the assets which are needed to make the mechanism credible.
Another indication that whatever happens in Libya, the international community is going to be involved here for some long time to come. The group, minus South African President Zuma, who had to leave because of other commitments, is in Benghazi today. The rebels view the AU with suspicion because of their close ties to Gaddafi. Its current leader, the president of Equatorial Guinea, condemned foreign intervention in what he calls an internal Libyan problem. The rebel leadership has also said it will only negotiate after Gaddafi and his family have stepped down. The AU isn't the only player, though, trying to help the two sides negotiate. Turkey, too, has its own proposal. And while these peace initiatives may go nowhere, it is a sign of a new phase in the conflict here. It's becoming increasingly clear that neither side can win this war by military means alone. And so, at some point, with someone shepherding the process, negotiations will eventually have to begin. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Tripoli.